Blog Talk Radio.
Let me speak on some things that I ain't liking. First Capital Gazette got me pictured as a tiger. Tyrant, niggas bluffing, but my good lawyer fighting. Charges caught cause they say that I was frauding with a license. Season conversations with some bitches I was striking. Worrying between preliminaries or indictments. Cold nights biting, these jails that was trifling. Power moves filling up my unit with some Vikings. Trades getting worse, got me acting, was it worth it? Exaggerators talking boss shit when they was workers. Undercover faggots, fake gangsters, former addicts. On the days when he had it. Got niggas not out of the box like it's a habit. Pussy keep checking it, hoping that he avoids the madness. COs acting like asses, still running, directing traffic. CIs recreating the image, knowing they ran it. Damn. Hey, how you turn around, man? Motherfuckers even sucking their tail with pressing that button, man. Shit sad. All you gotta do is mind your motherfucking business, man. Respect don't cost you nothing in this bitch. But what we see, man, yo, ain't no heart in them. They relying on bad bids, be paper thin. Gotta double up on the mattress. Days getting long, no perp, so here come the withdrawals. Cash you thought was your dog, so refusing your calls. No records to reflect that they refusing your bond. No clocks, no view to help you weather the storm. See, I'd rather be at home, splashing grams, try to stack some ass. Set him in his yard, going hard in these Jackie Chan. Wishing I was fortunate, portion change of coordinates. Instead of waiting to hear if I'm going to court or the ordinance. And every time I pop up, my unit on lock up. I'd rather be at home, getting it on, set a block up. Or chilling with a bitch that's itching to eat your cock up. Instead I'm in his day room bitten, while they watch us. Mainly just a box of simply because we boxed up. But this is the type of feelings you dealing with when you locked up. Damn. Get tired of waking up, man. 4 or 5 in the morning, trades up here, that dumbass shit. He just dumbass shit on a shingle, man. Gotta pray for every Friday, get a fucking chicken tray, man. This shit is pointless, man.
Everything ain't for everybody.
K-Dub.
We done all been through something, you hear me?
Yeah! I've been going through some things. I seen so many people change. They say my losses is a blame. Guess I got charges to the game. They got my family locked in chains. Tryna bust my people's brains. Man, I've been going through some things. I've been going through some things. I've been going through some things, and it's killing me. Feel like my old body don't wanna take a deal on me. Little bitch say that she love me, but won't be real with me. Old friend of me is flying, wanna put that still on me. And lately, man, I've been struggling. Money has been up and down. When I was really on my shit, man, everyone was around. Putting in they 2 cents, but trying to get parts of the ground. Now that I'm down on my dick, nobody offering a sound. Crazy how they reacted, I thought that they would be the same. Guess it's all an illusion, and they ain't real as they claim. No need trip over that, my people's locked in them chains. He's telling me, don't you worry, cause it's a part of the game. He told me, stay in your lane, slow-mo. I told him I would never change, whoa. Won't let the streets forget his name, oh no. I just been going through some things, whoa. I've been going through some things, whoa. I seen so many people change, whoa. They say my losses is a blame, whoa. Guess I got charges to the game, whoa. They got my family locked in chains, oh no. They trying to bust my people's brains. Man, I've been going
brother, peace and operation crumble. Once I lost my fucking uncle, took a 15 band loss for some months. That's where I struggled. I starved and I stumbled to my grind. I had a muscle, had to get on my shit. Yo, I was tripping, man. Almost lost myself, swerving in a different lane. I kept that pistol in my jeans, can't let no blocker intervene. Only thing that's on my mind was feed my fam, my enemies. She went on my pride and it was killing me. If you know you ain't gonna be abandoned, please don't deal with me. And raise your blunt into the sky if you feeling me. I persevere cause ain't too many niggas real as me. I just been going through some pain, whoa, whoa. I seen so many people change. They say my losses is a flame. Guess I got charges to the game. They got my family locked in chains. They trying to bust my people's brains. Man, I've been going through some things. I've been going through some things.
K-Dub.
You.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Can y'all hear me? Okay, now.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, okay. Man, this thing, they changed up so much, yo. It's kind of crazy right now. I had the headphones in, but I don't know if y'all can hear me.
No, I didn't hear anything before you said, yo, can y'all hear me? That's the only thing that I heard.
All right, let me try it again because the speaker's gonna, having it on speaker is going to kind of pick up everything. So let me try these headphones one more time. Just bear with me. We back. It's been like a year or two. You know what I'm saying? Just hold off. You know, we ready to get into it. Let me try these headphones one more time.
For sure.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, that's a bad. What's going on?
Man, all is well, you know. Just maintaining amidst the lockdown and all these changes going on, but other than that, we good, baby.
That's what's up. Did y'all grill or cook anything or do anything for Easter?
Yeah, you know, we kept it real light, though. You know, my girl, she's Jamaican, so she gave me or introduced me to some traditional Jamaican Easter dishes, you know what I mean? So I'm getting cultured over here, B. Step your game up, man.
Hey, that's what it is. I mean, you know, nobody invited me. You know what I'm saying? For those that don't know, we had a conversation earlier. And Keith Mills had put out a little message, like, don't invite me to the cookout. So I ain't getting no invite. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't nobody invited. Yo, they scared of Hogan, yo. You had to drop a dime on the move, man.
Yo, no, but shout out to Cuz, though. Shout out to Uncle Michael. Cuz Earth, they invited us over. We just came from over there eating. We're going to, you know, chop it back up with them. We had to come and do the show. But, yeah, nobody else invited me. But that's what's up, man. You got some good news. You had some news over the weekend that you threw out to everybody. You want to, you know, explain that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. So a couple of things. I 20 with a lot of plans anyway. A lot of things are set in motion, working on the album, doing a documentary, you know, expanding what I'm doing with battle rap, all of that. So it was big plans, but none bigger than finding out on January 3rd that, you know, I was expecting my first child. So that was huge, and that just added a whole nother level of excitement. And we actually just found out the gender and did, like, a little gender reveal. So, you know, I'm having a boy. For those that know me, you know, I'm a junior. So, you know, we bring it – you know, K3 on the way, man. We bringing that third generation.
K3.
You
like
all ready.
K3. Congratulations, Cuzzo. Congratulations. I'm still, listen, everybody passing me right now, B. I'm like the last one left. You know what I mean? And I'm like, it's gonna hit us hard. I feel like when it hit us, we're going to have like three at one time. You know what I'm saying? Because it's supposed to, in people's eyes, it's supposed to have been happening. But, you know, God work, whenever it happened. It's all good. But definitely congratulations to you and your lady. I was hoping y'all had a girl, yo. When you told me it was a boy, I'm like, oh, man. I was hoping y'all had a girl, but
nah, she got enough girls.
I know she
nah,
got all them sisters. Yeah.
Yeah. I had a feeling it was going to be a boy, though. And plus, like, oh, my father told, I was talking to my pops, and he was like, you know, on your father's side, everybody had a boy first. So every single last one of my father's siblings, it, my aunts and uncles, all of them had a son first. I said, yo, that's crazy.
Wow.
I didn't even realize that.
That's crazy.
So, and then Marcus had a boy first. Emmanuel had a boy first. I had a boy first. Monique kind of broke the cycle because she had a girl first. But other than that, yeah, like literally everybody.
She don't have no
boys
at all,
side.
Right? She don't have no boys.
Nope. She got three girls back to back to back.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Kids is a beautiful thing. Like, again, man, congratulations to you, Niche.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Many
yeah,
more.
Yeah, it's
you know
exciting. Yeah, it's exciting. We just taking it a day at a time because, you know, it's constant changes. The woman body is complex to begin with, and so when you add that variable, it's just always, you know, it's always something, and then you got to be mindful because, you know, it's an experience. It's something that, you know, especially for her, this is her first time, so she's just trying to manage everything that's going on and still trying to
maintain. Yeah, let me ask you this. Being that you're doing a documentary, or you know, you was working on your album, the album is finished, I think the documentary is finished, if I'm not mistaken. You kind of like documenting this too now when you found out, like, okay, well, let me just document this as well, being that it's both our first time?
Yeah, we had a few elements in there, and believe it or not, before the virus took the turn that it took, we had planned for the documentary to be out March 31st, and that was going to actually be the reveal.
Oh.
But then everything kind of got through for a loop, and then at the doctor's appointment that we had one scheduled in March, towards the middle or end of March, and it was just like, they had told us originally that we was going to learn the gender. And they was like, oh, no, it's going to be the next appointment. So it kind of worked out where it ended up being, you know what I mean, what we had to do anyway. But ultimately, it ended up we was hoping to be able to do not only the pregnancy reveal, but a gender reveal or some semblance of a gender reveal through the documentary as well. But we just revealed the pregnancy. That was it.
Okay, that's the stuff. Yeah, everything happened for a reason. It was dope, though. You know what I mean? A lot of people tuned in. Actually, we got a chance to get more people to tune in than you would inviting people. You get what I'm saying? Because, like, the world got to see. And it was different. I like the fact that y'all didn't do pink and, you know, like everybody else, y'all did the rags and stuff. It was different. You know what I'm saying? It was definitely different. And I don't know if people noticed that y'all had a whole video, like, playing behind, like, playing in the back with y'all on it. I don't even know because nobody said anything, so I don't even think people even paid that no attention. They was probably focused on y'all too and what y'all was saying. But I looked up. I'm like,
it seemed like only family recognized it because, like, her sisters recognized it, you recognized it. But you know me, how I do be. Straight from the Dame Dash P. Diddy playbook. Product placement. You know what I mean? Yeah, product placement.
Definitely.
I'm always selling, baby. Always selling.
That's what's up. We got to again, man, we got a dope show. This is something me, K Nails, our other partner, you know, of course, you know how it go. He ain't on, so I invited somebody else to come in and chop it up with us. We're going to be doing this every Sunday. Again, me, K Nails, and our other partner or a special guest. We're just going to talk about a couple of topics for an hour, man, just something to do while everybody just, you know, really stuck in the house chilling, just giving our perspectives on different things. And let me invite him in. John, what's good?
What's good, everybody? Happy Easter, everybody out there.
You already.
What's going on, man?
Now, is that K. Nell the Incredible? That's what's up, brother. Congratulations to you, everything you got going. I hear you got a son on the way. Yo, I'm glad you're being blessed, brother. Like, I've been keeping up with you on this social media tip. Man, I'm glad it's all coming together, man. Because every time you speak, it's like bars, man. I'm proud of you.
Appreciate that, man. Thank you.
No doubt, man. Let's keep pushing because you definitely got a message.
You already know.
Yeah,
absolutely, man.
Yeah, man. So, you know, we up here in New York City, you know, and ground zero for all this mess, but it's all good.
Yeah, I was going to say, how you holding up, man? You and the fam, please?
Yeah, me and the fam is good. You know, it's just, you know, just the strain of being, of just being in your face all day, every day. You heard? You know,
yeah.
That's really, like, more than anything. It's just, like, it's just in your face. Like, you can't get away from it. Even if you are in the crib just chilling, you know, it's like damn near on every channel, all that or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, for me, it's all good. Like, it's just, like, I'm saving money. I'm saving club money right now. I'm really off, you know what I'm saying? So, whatever. Like, you know, I mean, you know, I ain't shooting, you know, with the, on the camera tip, but, you know, I put in enough work where I got a good 2 months worth of stuff that I can just put together and release right now. So it's all good.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Now, being that we all in different spots, because I'm here in Maryland, Nails is in Atlanta, and Jonathan, you're in New York, so kind of cool. One of my first questions, I'll let K Nails go first, is, you know, how is things in Atlanta? Like, how is the, you know, the morale and all, it's like stores opening and people going out? Is people following the rules down there, or is it just a free-for-all? How is it going in Atlanta?
Man, it's loose. Yeah, I mean, it's not like Baltimore. I heard Baltimore, they like, who cares about the rules? But down here, they kind of, like, the attitude seem to be the same. They just respect the curfew, per se. Like, everything closed at 8 anyway. So, like, all of the stores and stuff, the grocery stores, everything that people will be compelled to go to in this time, they closed at 8. So, it's really, everything is shut down by 8 o'clock. But other than that, you know, I step out to the grocery store. You still see people at the grocery stores. You still kind of see traffic on the highways. It almost feel like business as usual. People walking their dogs, jogging, kids playing. It's just, you know, between that time of, like, 6 a.m. To 8 p.m. One thing that happened that was dope, though, and I've been checking to verify, because, you know, it'd be a lot of fake news. So Kroger, the first hour that they open, they do for the senior citizens only. So they could come in, take their time, get what they need. You know what I mean?
That's
so
okay.
That's yeah, that's super dope. They say for that first hour, they say Tyler Perry covered the bill in all of the predominantly black areas in the city of Atlanta, where Kroger set up the senior for an hour. He covered everybody groceries for that hour. So I thought that was dope, especially for the senior citizens, because they the most at risk. And, you know, people really going, I guess people going to care to a degree, but people really don't care, especially in today's times, until it, like, actually hit home, and then they can personalize it. But other than that, people just doing what they want. So I thought that was super dope. I haven't had time to check to verify if the source of that was accurate, but that sounded like something Tyler Perry would do, because he did it before.
Yeah, that's definitely dope. Jonathan, how's it moving up there?
Man, it's a tale of two cities up here. Like, on the one side, you got, like, a ghost town where it looks like the movies. It's crazy, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody walking around, mask up, gloves up, everybody 10 feet apart. It takes, like, 2 hours to get inside of a grocery store, pharmacy, whatever. And it really looks like a scene out of a movie. Like, I had showed y'all a picture. You know, I was, like, on Delancey Street, on one of New York's busiest avenues, you know, downtown Manhattan, and it was literally like a ghost town. It was like a nuclear bomb hit. Like, there was nobody there. It was crazy, pitch black. But then you have the other side where you got mad people now starting to be like, all right, I'm over it. And then you got people who aren't social distancing. You got people who just kind of don't give a whatever, and they out there. So it's like two sides to the city. You know, you got the military out here. You got the, you know, NYPD out here, all that stuff going on. Like, it's just kind of crazy. You almost have to be like, I don't know. I just kind of ignore it all, because it's like two sides to the story now. You know, and then all the stuff that people are saying and whatnot. You know, half the people that are saying stuff ain't telling the truth. You know a lot. So, but for the most part, like, people are just kind of like, just kind of laying low, just kind of waiting for it to be over with, kind of thing. But, you know, I know people up here is getting kind of fed up, so I ain't going front.
Yeah. Honestly, like, from what I've been seeing up here since day one, like, nothing's changed, honestly. Like, outside of, like, y'all, you know, we both, I mean, Nail said it with the stores closing early. And I think up here, too, Nail, they letting the senior citizens in early, an hour early before everybody else. Now, I don't know if somebody's paying for that, but I think they're doing that at most stores, which is cool because, you know, people get in the stores and they just start bum rushing and people don't, you know, the senior citizens, they don't get a chance to get what they need to get. Yes. Either. They're not going to be greedy. They're going to grab one thing or two things and leave the store. So it's pretty much really business as usual, I think, outside of, you know, people, you know, the store's closing at 8, man. We go to the stores or we go grab some Chick-fil-A or something. And it's regular cars out. You know what I mean? People walk, like you say, walking their dogs, people on the basketball court. I know in some spots, I don't know if this happened in Atlanta or New York, they've been taking the rims off the court so people can't play.
Yeah.
I know in certain parts of New York, because I've seen it on the news, they took the rim off the court.
Yeah.
And people can't play. But yeah, for the most part, it's pretty much like more people are not following directions than people that's following directions. Like, it's cookouts outside right now. People have a cookout. People outside got the cars, the music, washing their cars. So I think people just kind of over it, which leads me into my next question is Jonathan, I'll let you answer this one first. What do you think about the COVID-19 virus? Do you think it's a hoax or is it real?
Well, both. I mean, there are people sick. There are people, you know, whatever. And we are shut in. You know what I'm saying? So that part is some validity to it. Do I think that this is something that let me put it this way. I believe that this is not something that came out the blue. I think this was something designed. You know, and I think that either they, one, lost control of it, or two, it's going exactly the way they wanted it to go. But I do believe that, you know, it's not a hoax, but at the same time, I believe that it was engineered from the get-go.
Yeah. What you think, man?
I'm on a fence. I'm going to be honest with you. Because it's like, there's so much. I think what's happening is happening exactly how it was intended to be. I feel like because there's so much misinformation out there, I feel like that's what makes it orchestrated. Like, it's just as much misinformation as information. So it's like you really don't know what to believe. It's like, well, is it? Because it's no evidence that it's not real. It's also no evidence it's the same amount of evidence that it's not real that it is real, if that makes sense.
Like,
just as much evidence that you have to support the fact that it's not real and it's being exaggerated, you have the same amount of evidence to say that it is real and it's not being exaggerated. So what do you believe?
And that's the hard part with me is, like, you know, on one hand, it's like, it's real, you know, because of them shutting down what they shut down. Like, I've never seen casinos. I've never seen the NFL, MLB, and NBA. I've never seen that happen. You know what I mean? Ever in my lifetime, the entire world just shut down. And it's not just the United States. It's, you know, it's all the countries. On that end, it's like, yo, this is serious. But then, like you say, now, the other 50% of me, I'm watching certain things, and I'm like, that don't make sense. You know what I mean? Like, it just don't make sense to me. So it's like you say, it's just one of those things. It's like, what do you believe? And like you said, you got Fox saying this, you got NBC saying this, you got the internet people saying this, you got doctors saying this. So everybody information is just all over the place. You don't know really what to believe. So it's just one of the it's just a hard thing, man.
Yeah. Just protect yourself, protect your loved ones, and stay vigilant. That's the only thing I encourage people to do.
Yeah, definitely. I know, you know, being here in New York, I know, you know, I have been, like, you know, like just Friday, just last Friday, I was at Kings County Hospital.
Yeah.
And I know what I saw. You know what I mean? I know what I saw. So I can't say that this is not real. Like, you know, I know what I saw with my own eyes. Like, for real, for real. But at the same time, I can't really say what caused this. You know, is it really just somebody ate a bat or something? Come on, man. You know, I think that there are other forces behind that. You know what I mean? But there is a sickness. It's real. I think that, you know, a lot of people are probably misdiagnosed. You know, but that doesn't mean that it doesn't exist, though. You know what I mean? That doesn't mean it just means that they really don't know what they're doing when it comes to this, which is wholly possible. You know, that's why I think it was engineered. You know, when it's something, these people, all their science and all their medicine, they can't figure this thing out and they don't know what to do with it. I think that was engineered.
I think it's an undertone to this. I think it's something. I don't know. I don't know if it's the elections. I don't know if it's money. I don't know if it's a power struggle. I don't know what it is. I do think that something was set in motion, and it did get, you know, it did get carried away, and nobody wants to take blame for it. Like, everybody's like, okay, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on. What's going on? But again, at the same time, it's just like certain things just don't make sense. It's just one of those things that's going to go down in history as to, like, you're going to have 50% of the world, like, the number of that virus, it was killing people. Then you're going to have the other 50%, like, they were lying. Like, it wasn't no virus. People wasn't dying from it. You know what I mean? Because you got, again, like you said, Jonathan, you seen with your own eyes in the Brooklyn hospital, people, you know, passing, and it's crazy. But then you got somebody that's in Brooklyn, too, that's showing footage of nobody's in the hospital. So it's just like, it's just, I think this is when the internet is harmful, because it's like everybody's being the news person, right? But not really paying attention to what they're doing. Because on one end, we see you saying, like, okay, yeah, it's crazy out here, man, be careful. So now people are like, well, I gotta be careful. But then on the other end, we see this person like, man, ain't nobody out here, ain't nobody even in here. You know what y'all doing? Y'all don't need buy a mask. Right. Then you got a whole bunch of people like, I ain't getting no mask, then ain't nothing going on. You know what I'm saying? So it's a crazy thing, which leads me into my next question. I think our other caller, I'm gonna get him in for this last 30 minutes, even though he missed the first 30 minutes, but I'm gonna get him on for this last 30.
Don't do that.
What up? What's going on?
Ain't too much, man. I thought you said 7 o'clock, man. I was getting all geared up and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Put my hat and stuff on.
Hey, Nails, why he say Skype? Your boys like, y'all on Skype? So, I'm gonna cut you up real quick because I definitely want to.
Yeah,
go ahead.
But I want to chime in. I want to chime in on the on your last thing about the 50% saying this, the 50% saying that.
That's cool. Go ahead. Stop.
I believe. Well, I'm conflicted myself because Corona been out for a nice little minute.
A minute. Right.
But it hasn't been. Now everybody keeps saying it's a different strand or whatever. I don't believe that part. I do think it's a plot and a ploy to keep America or the nation scared during this time.
Yeah,
because all distracted for what's really happening, and it's happening right in front of our faces.
Mm-hmm.
The government.
Yeah,
this is just my belief. And then the other thing is, any symptoms now, if anybody go to the doctors now and saying they got a cold, I do believe the doctor's going to say, oh, yeah, you have symptoms of
nothing wrong.
But you only have a simple cough. You get what I'm saying? So I think these numbers are skewed a little bit.
Yeah.
That's just my thing. So, man, I just think they're saying it just to keep you scared. That's just my belief.
Yeah, and that's the part that we were saying, like, it's kind of crazy because I seen a video earlier that my wife showed me where a lady went to the doctor. They didn't test her for it. She just had like her temperature was like 99 or something. And they was like, yeah, you got the coronavirus. They just signed it on the paper, gave her a mask and let her go. Like, yeah, you got it. So I it's just one of those things, man. You know, of course, we would never know the real reason for it. We just have to research. But I do think it's, you know, it is like a little virus. It's a virus around this time. All, you know, we all, you know, this time is the flu season. You get sick. It's warming up. So that stuff happens all the time. It's just why so much fear? Why so much? And I'm like, what's going on that you got to push it this much? You get what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy.
That's what I don't get. What I don't get.
Yeah.
It's heightened to a degree where you're scared to leave the house. You're scared to touch anything. You wash your hands even more. I'm not saying Tony now. Tony, I know you don't wash your hands a lot, but, you know, people are washing their hands a little bit more, you know, and don't want to touch stuff. And now when you're seeing people, you normally give them a dap, five or whatever, a hug, whatever. Now you give them the elbow.
Well, now let me ask y'all this, and Leg, you can start this next question. I start with you first, then I go to Nails, then Jonathan. Do you feel like after this, let's say the president, you know, says like May 1st, everything is back open. Do you think that we can go back to normalcy? Like we could be normal, like regular, like you said, the dats, the kicking it over people's house, the eating, like everything that we used to do. Do you think we'll ever be able to do that again when they open
eventually,
it back up?
Yeah. Eventually, yes, not immediately. So when you say May 1st, I don't think everybody's going to be, it's over. Well, and if so, then these people here that go out and do those kind of things really didn't believe in the virus anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
I think over time we'll get back to it because it's going to go back to that other 50% thing. Man, it wasn't nothing about the people that died was old and all this. You know, it's going to just revert back to, and we're going to be back to it probably like July.
What you think?
But if they open outside back up and say, you know, May 1st, everybody go outside now. Yeah, you have people outside. You might have cookouts, you know, maybe, but nothing big. It's going to be like small huddles for a little while.
Yeah.
And then back to normal in probably July. Probably.
What you think, Mel?
Because you got – is everything going to go back to normal just because everything is a microwave? We live in the time of a microwave society, so the attention span is shorter than ever. So people going to forget real quick. You know what I mean? It's like, all right, what's the next thing? All it takes is for a celebrity or something to happen, and then – yeah, I mean, the conversation gonna be where the NFL season start. It's gonna be, is they gonna sign Kaepernick? What they gonna do about the NBA finals? Are they gonna push it to the summers? You know what I mean, and do something? Are they just throwing away the whole season if it come back in May? Is they gonna do something with the rankings as is and do a little quick playoff? It's gonna be something that's gonna just capture everybody's attention, and that's gonna be what the conversation is. And it's no longer gonna be on what, you know what I mean, the virus and being sheltered and all of that. People going to take precautions for the most part. Well, smart people will, just because we can see what's going on and recognize what's going on. But overall, most people not taking it serious anyway. I literally hear people when I'm out, like even at the grocery store, you hear most of the conversation at the grocery store. People be like, yeah, it ain't going to happen, or this, that, and the third, or something ain't real. So people don't really believe. It's literally an invisible monster. So seeing is believing. And I don't necessarily fault people for that, because in these times, man, it's kind of like seeing is really believing, you know.
definitely. Jonathan, what you think? You going back to being normal?
I think we can go right back to whatever they want us to be like, because they control the narrative. I think that they can easily
immediately,
and this is what I'll explain. As soon as they say this is over with, they send everybody back to their regular lives. They put out media, entertainment, sports, all the things that get us conditioned to be back the way things used to be. And 99% of the country will be right back where they were. Of course, there will be some people that will be like, oh, this, that, and the third. But when you talk about just regular life, yeah, regular life will go back pretty quickly. Yeah. Because that's the way society
is. I disagree. I disagree. Even with the even with what UNL said about the sports and stuff, I think like I said, I think it's split right down the middle. Now I do. I think like Leg said, you know, 50% of the people that didn't believe anyway gonna be like, all right, because they outside right now, so they don't care. But I think the other 50 is really gonna be like, okay, so how did we treat those people? Like how do we know everybody didn't get a shot? Everybody didn't go get checked up. So how do we know that it's gone? You get what I'm saying? Like, how do we know that this thing is gone for y'all to open back up outside May 1st? You know what I mean? And all of us be around each other already when it was just this scary thing 2 weeks ago. So now it just disappeared, it's gone. So I still think a lot of people are going to be like, I think over time, like Leg said, maybe like July, August, people will start, you know, after they open up outside, people will start being like, you know what, hey, no, I'm going to go back. You know what I mean? I'm going to start kicking it, going to the clubs. And, you know, because the minute we go outside and somebody coughs in the grocery store, we on a bus or somebody coughs, bro, everybody going to panic. You get what I'm saying? People going to panic. Yeah, it's going to be a panic. So you got to do this thing slowly. I think you got to do it state by state. I think you got to do I think once New York and California is cleared, I think that'll make all the other states feel comfortable. Being that's where the most people are. Oh, Texas. You get what I'm saying? So if they say, like, New York is open back up slowly but surely, then you open up California, Texas, and do it like that. But just letting everybody just out at one time, it's going to be crazy, man. It's going to be crazy because, again, it is something that's out there. It might not be as strong as we think it is, but it's still some type of virus out there. So now you still open it up to the older people that's going to be walking again, getting on a bus again. So it's just a hard thing to do, you know what I mean? So this goes into my next question, Jonathan. I'll let you go ahead.
Before you do that question, now what if the inverse happened and they say niggas in the house for the rest of the year?
Yeah, again, we split down to 50-50. You're going to have those people that's going to be like, well, I'm cool, and then you're going to have them people. Well, I think it's going to go to like 60-40 because being in the house for the rest of the year is going to drive anybody crazy, especially the people that got kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, all right, I'm getting out this house. So it's, whew, man, it's a crazy situation. Like I said, this is one of them things that you just never seen before.
But see, that's the part that I'm fighting, because like someone mentioned before, they control the narrative. So now they're telling you when you can come outside, when it's over, and it's never over. Like people are gonna have
right,
cold. People gonna get sick. You know, so. It's just now that it's flu season, or you know, the allergy season, all of that other stuff. It's keeping you controlling you, actually.
I don't believe
okay, now you can go outside and then now everything's cool. Come on, man.
Yeah, that's okay. Gonna be hard for me. It's gonna be hard for me. I can't speak for everybody else, but just that easy. Like I said, if you don't work it, like a plan, if they don't structure a plan like, okay, we got to be in the house at 8, we're going to push it up to 11. You know, at least work it little bit by little bit. Like just bum rushing everybody outside at one time. When you just say that everybody dying, 600 people dying, 1,000 people dying in one day, it's going to be crazy. You know,
Let me ask you this. If they tell you, outside open, but you got to go in the house at 8 or 11. How is that controlling anything? I mean, what is that doing for the virus? Like, you can't get it after 11 or 8?
No, that's like the club corona. You're proving my point, brother. You're proving my point. Because, like I said, the first thing I said was they control the narrative. Now, what they are good at and what they can say is, okay, You can go outside, but let's take your example. You can go outside, but you have to be in at 11, okay? So now you're telling people to be in at 11 o'clock. Now, because they have to be in at 11 o'clock, there's going to be more people outside, right? Because right. Now you put a curfew on them that they have to be back in the house. So they're going to be it's the curfew itself is conditioning them to want to and to be outside. They know how to control this narrative. They know how to set it where, you know, you're doing it. You're doing what they want, even if it's because you don't want to do what they said.
Makes sense. Damn sure it makes sense.
If I want you to come up to New York right now, all I gotta do is tell you that, tell you that this place is closed down by this time, and if you don't get up here to get to dinner, then man, they're gonna come. That's what they do.
Because you know what I didn't understand about this whole thing. Like, okay, we have this deadly virus, right? That they put on the media, fear. But you can go to the grocery store before they started letting like 5 or 6 people in at a time. That just happened like last week. Before that, everybody could go in, and everybody's not required to wear a mask. I mean, I don't know if it is now, but everybody wasn't required to wear masks or gloves when they was in those grocery stores. So you got people touching apple juice, apples, oranges, you know, fruit, whatever, and not buying it, sitting it there, and just going and leaving. So that's the part of me that's like, yo, if it's this serious, why do we still have these groups of people in these spots? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the part that don't make sense to me. That's the part that
right.
I'm scoring at. Like, okay, it's just crazy.
You
can all go to the grocery store, but
we
all can't go to the club.
Because a part of mental conditioning is progressive fear. For me to tell you all at once, this is what you have to think, you would ignore me. But if I feed you bits and bits into your consciousness over a period of time, you will assimilate the thinking that I want you to have.
That's facts.
You're talking to a 10-year Marine Corps veteran in the intelligence sector. This much I know, you know, and I know how they do it. I know how they work it. I know how they introduce certain things into the consciousness of the country, bit by bit, piece by piece. You know, 1 week is this, next week, oh my God, this. The next week, you know, oh my God, there's you know, 400,000 more deaths this week. Now we can't do this. Now you can't do that. It's all thought out. This is not like, you know, they're not reactive. They're proactive.
And then that goes back to our question. So you conditioning these brains. So you got all this fear in these people. So when you open up outside, what do you think is going to happen?
Whatever.
Like you've been scaring us for the last how long has it been? I don't mean we've been in the house so long. Has it been 2 months or a month yet?
No, it's been a month.
New York has been longer.
It started in the beginning of March.
Yep.
So about a month and a week, about a month, you know, but 5 weeks. So you've been scaring us for 5 weeks, and then you're going to say it's over, go ahead, and you think these people are going to just go out and just party. Well, some people will, but you think the world is going to go back to how it was. And you got to think, too, we're not just talking about United States. This thing is worldwide. Like, everything is shut down, the entire world. I think China's back running up. I think they said China back running.
That's because China shut down everything for 70 days, so 2.5 months, and it was like a real shutdown. They wasn't playing no games.
Well, I'm not saying that you're wrong. And of course, it's a worldwide epidemic. But what I am saying is that with all that being the case, that still doesn't mean that the United States or the powers that be here don't know how to take advantage of a worse situation.
The situation itself
is completely legit, but that don't mean that they ain't gonna sit there and not take advantage of it.
Man, we got 15 minutes, and I want to get two questions in. Do you think this is political or population control? Lego, I'll let you go first.
I think it's political.
Think it's political?
Yes, yes. Because
okay, I mean, I want you to explain to you. Yeah, go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, once again, just look at our current president. Look at all the stuff that he went through, and he's going to run again, right? The government knew about this virus a long time ago. A long time ago. They could have done something about it then. The voting season is coming, right? So let's just distract the world and put Trump on TV every day, and he's saying some stuff that is going to secure the people hero. We have medical doctors, and we're doing this, and this is this, and you know, talking good stuff to the people. So the people can say, you know what? Hey, Trump did control the coronavirus, and he made sure everything was straight, and he made all of this stuff so he can be voted back in office. It's just my belief. I might be way off, but I don't think I am.
What you think, Mel?
I think it can be both. And in the short answer, it could be both. That's the simplest answer.
We need a long answer.
I need a whole another hour for the whole answer. But hey, when you look at pop control, though, there is a group of people, and I hate to sound cliche, but there is a group of elitists where population is on the agenda. They talk about that a lot. How many people or the population that the earth can comfortably hold. That's all propaganda. So on one end, that is relevant. Most of it is just littered in what they would call conspiracy theory, but it's 100% relevant because if it wasn't, they wouldn't be having conversations about it. On the other end, of course, America specializes in propagandizing and politicizing everything. So you know they're going to take any and every agenda. Speaking a little bit to what was saying about the serving an agenda, controlling the narrative. So that's 100% real. So they're gonna take it. Maybe they didn't orchestrate it itself. In one instance, they're gonna do everything that they can to control the narrative of how things are being reported, what's being said. It's sleight of hand, but it's all groupthink, yo. Like this is social engineering at the highest level, and it's so much literature out there about it, about how you know they orchestrate groupthink and how they get people to subscribe to certain ideas, and it's exactly what it says.
What you think, John?
I'll tell you this: for y'all that got time, when you get some time, do some research on a guy named Edward Bernays. He's considered the father of modern propaganda. Do some research on his history, and it's a documentary called The Century of Self. It's on YouTube for free, but it's literally about social engineering and groupthink.
What's his name?
Edward Bernays.
Edward Bernays.
Yeah, Bernays. Yep. He's actually the nephew of Sigmund Freud, the philosopher.
What you think, Jonathan? Population control or politics?
I think population control is politics. You control the population,
okay.
You control
okay.
the vote. You control the vote, you control
okay.
the politics. See, you got to say it all goes hand in hand. There's no mistakes here, bro. This is all hand in hand. You know, how you control the politics? By the vote. This is a voting society, right? Trump had to get voted in. Whatever we think about him, we had to get him to vote in. So now if you can control the population, you're controlling who votes and how they vote. So it's all wrapped up together. Yeah, it's definitely population control, but it's also political because of population control. You're controlling the narrative.
I can go with that.
Yeah, I think it's like you said, a little bit of both too, but just, you know, people are not gonna like this what I'm about to say. But it didn't matter who was going against Trump. He was going to win anyway. So just to throw that out there. But that's a whole nother conversation for another day. Population control, I don't really think the Democrats had anybody strong enough to beat Trump's loyal supporters, plus Russia. So I don't think that you know what I mean, that was going to – he was going to win regardless. The last question I got – well, I got two. We got 8 minutes. I guess we probably can get these two in. The vaccine, will you be getting – I see that Bill Gates is – well, it's a two-part question. You know, Bill Gates' name is coming up in a lot of stuff as far as doing a lot of work and talking, and he has nothing to do with government. I've heard people say that, you know, he's the one who created the virus and to make a vaccine to sell it. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure, you know, some of y'all heard the same thing. So with that being said, this vaccine, it supposedly have a chip in it or whatever. Will you be getting a vaccine or will you be, you know,
no.
What's the word I'm looking for? Not, I guess, not
no.
getting it. And explain why you won't be getting it or why you would get it.
I was always against
it. Who said
it? If you allow me to go first.
Yeah, go ahead, Lay. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So I would say no, and I was always against the vaccine shots anyway. Like, why would you want them to put the disease in you, the flu shot, for instance? Why would I want them to shoot the flu in me? You see what I'm saying? Like, and that doesn't prevent you from getting it. And so now you're talking about with a chip? Nah. So now the chip is, now I see, it might be just me, or put you all in a paranoid state. The chip is not a chip for the vaccine or none of that. Chip now is for the eyes. You can be tracked.
Be tracked,
you know, like,
exactly.
Tracking your moves. So that's what I believe. I might be way off, but I don't know. Let the rapper go last, though, because, you know, he use these big words to confuse you.
I wrote a song about one. Here it goes.
What you think, John? You think vaccine or no vaccine?
Oh, hell no. No, I'm not taking a vaccine. But at the same time, if they want us all with vaccines, they will create a condition where you have to, because they can. They can let this stuff off in the air. Right. There's so much stuff they can do. They're going to control it. They're going to make you do what they want you to do, right? So even the Bible talks about the mark of the beast in your hand and in your forehead. So, I mean, like, this ain't nothing that hasn't been already foretold. It's just people don't necessarily read, or, you know, people don't read. But my answer is no. You know, and that's my answer. No. Fuck no.
Yeah. Okay. Big word nails. What you got for us, big word nails?
Listen, man. That was crazy, yo.
We need some background music for this. Hold up.
But now, so definitely, it's not even a question. Nah, it ain't gonna be no vaccine talk. So I ain't with it. So I'm gonna always opt out. But as it pertains to the chip and all of that, which I see a lot of that. I mean, the RFID chip is one thing where they constantly, you know, can track you. They can tie your social security number into this chip. Your wallet, everything. We've already did that, essentially. Everybody is chipped, and we didn't realize it. And they didn't have to force us to be chipped. We all went to Sprint. We all went to T-Mobile. We all went to Verizon, and we willingly got chipped when we bought these smart devices. And our credit cards, our bank cards is all in it. Our location is constantly tracked at all times. They can turn on the cameras on our phones and listen to our conversations. And Edward Snowden came out and pretty much told them about the backdoor program that was created to siphon in a supercomputer at the NSA that housed metadata for 7 years. Everybody's conversation is recorded and had for 7 years. It be held at a supercomputer facility in the NSA right in Fort Meade, Maryland. So we willingly got tricked and we were complicit in our own misery. You know what I mean? Like, so we willingly went to the stores for the latest technology and got duped. So that's, I think they two different conversations. So no, I'm not getting vaccinated because I don't want a foreign disease or virus or antibody or whatever it is they're trying to peddle. I don't want it in my system. But to what Jonathan said, if they want you to have it, they will create the conditions to force you to have it under any circumstances. So it may not be – and I think about this because it's been something that's always been a part. Like, I want to travel and do music. Well, if I go to certain countries, I have to get certain inoculations or they won't allow me back into the United States. If you want to do philanthropy, if you want to travel and help people, you're going to have to take certain inoculations in order to be allowed back into the States. So – It's kind of one of the things that you got to play by ear.
I never knew that. I never been outside of the country.
You ain't never been outside of
Bywater,
Nick.
Well, I never knew that you had to, you know, take those vaccines to go to another country. I mean, I'm sorry, to get back here.
Yeah, if it's like a third world country, like a developed nation, no. But if it's like a what they call a third world country or something like that, then yeah, you got to take vaccinations so you don't bring disease back. That's their logic. That's their theory.
Yeah, so basically what Kay is saying is that Nels is saying that they choose, again, they're choosing the countries that you have to get these vaccines for.
Correct.
Again, they are choosing your narrative. I'm telling you, they're controlling everything. And if you go to this country, you good. But if you go to this country, you got to have this on. You got to have that. You got to take this vaccination. You got to take that. It's all a system of control, bro.
That's what's up. We got about 2 minutes left, and I want everybody to be able to give out their social media and where people can find them at. And, you know, real quick what they got going on. Lego, first, can you let everybody know where they can find you at, social media? Twitter, Instagram.
You can find me at Lego Henderson on all platforms. Now I'm only on two, but that's where you can find me.
Yo, I'm dead. Oh my god.
Yo, K-Nels, where can they find you at?
You can find me at your local library reading the dictionary, my brother. K-A-Y-N-E-L-L-Z on all platforms, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, K-A-Y-N-E-L-L-Z.
That's what's up. Jonathan, where can they find you at?
You can either find me on all social media platforms, two or more, at JEPHOTOS_CEO. That's JEPHOTOS_CEO. Or you can just hashtag GEI anywhere. We'll pop up.
That's what's up. You can find me on Instagram, GEI_Tone. You can find me on Twitter, GEI_Tone. And you can find me on Facebook, Tone Mitchell. We got 40 seconds left. Just know that every Sunday, tune in to Sunday Talk, man. I think this is going to be the crew right here. We're going to chop it up, man. This was a little tester right here. Like I said, it's been a while since we messed with this, with the radio show. So I think it was dope. Somebody thought we was on Skype, but you know we wasn't. He's a Dallas fan, so you gotta give him a pass. He's a Dallas fan, but he don't really know too
much.
Charge it to Jerry Jones.
I'm not holding nothing against him. That was the second platform.
But we hear each and every Sunday, man. 10 seconds left. We hear each and every Sunday, man. We appreciate, you know what I mean, everybody that tuned in and listened to us. Check us back out next Sunday, 6 o'clock. You know what I mean? Peace, man. Everybody enjoy their Easter. I catch y'all next Sunday.
Peace.
Peace.
Peace, y'all.